Hey, it's Dr. Angelica, and we are in the second version of Are You Ready for a Miracle? So in yesterday's podcast, I talked briefly about receiving the light. And so when we receive the light, the death of the old self creates room for the divinity within. Yes, and what do I mean by that? I mean, yes, you have God within. Yes, you are a part of the Creator. Yes, the Creator is a part of you. The power that created the body is a miracle power. The power that created the body is the power that heals the body. And so it requires the death of the old self to create room for the new divinity within. And you know, this is going to really tick some people off. They're going to get mad at you. They're going to say, what do you mean? What does this get you? What do you mean? What does being a best-selling author get you? What do you mean? What does healing the universe get you? What do you mean you're giving all of your time to humanity? It's going to annoy people who want to steal your light. So the death of the old self creates room for a new divinity within. And it's your birthright as a child of God to claim it. So I'm going to ask you today, what is it that you are not claiming that belongs to you? Man, I got all kinds of stuff. I've got trademarks and miracle books and seven steps to creating miracles. I wrote Seven Steps to Creating Miracles 25 years ago. And over periods of time, there were other authors, there were motivational speakers who heard me on their stage and who literally thought that Seven Steps to Creating Miracles could just be their property. And guess what? I'm reclaiming it. Maybe a little late, but not completely dead yet. So in order to achieve our greatness, you have to give back to the universe the life and hope it has given you. So our job here in the universe is simple. It's to bring joy. That's it. Nothing else. Bring joy. Bring joy to people. Help people with their problems. Help people overcome things they can't overcome. And that's it. There's nothing more. And in the transformation of your life, you will also transform others' lives. So in this transformation, it is realized when all matter is raised to spiritual level, you will find your real truth. Because here's the thing, the heavy energies are just that. They're just energies. And as this is transformed and cleansed and burned or removed, then it leaves space and creates expansion for the divinity of the soul that has actually been carrying these heavy burdens. So I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions about needing change. Interesting, on page 92 I wrote, in order to reveal our deepest love, we must also be willing to reveal our deepest pain. And I think this is, you know, for those of us who are creative and innovative and have evolved over decades and decades of transformational work, I believe that we call pain into our life in order to learn about joy. And that was my early belief. Now I can just have joy without having pain. For every tragedy, there's an equal or greater triumph. Besides calling angels, blessings, and miracles into our lives, we need to believe that at the core, we deserve them. And it is our right to experience both joy and abundance for the simple reason that we exist here on planet Earth, nothing more. Now, how do we get there? Wise words next. Look to your pain for the answers. Wow. Look to your pain. Because our natural state is a state of joy. And where you are in a state of pain, in a state of doubt, in a state of fear, you must ask yourself, what destructive forces have I accepted as into my life as real and normal? And how or what have I used to numb myself into believing that these forces are somehow contributing to my life? And how am I dulling the pain instead of feeling the pain so that I can transmute this and learn to change? Have I brought illness or disease into my life by denying my inner life spirit? I was a very successful real estate agent for 28 years. I made a lot of money, but all of those funds went to help my children and to get my children two at a time through university so that they would have no debt. I realized I had been dulling my pain instead of learning to change. So, are you perpetuating a stuck pattern because it's easier to stay stuck in your pattern than to change with technology, to change with intelligence, to change with evolution, or to just plain old, just straight up look back at your life and say, oh, I've changed so much. I've come such a long way. And for some of you who have conquered some really, really big things in your life, whatever they are, you know that. You know that you have deserved these miracles. Are you seeking, oh, here's a really big one. Are you seeking love as the answer to heal the pain? And I talk to a lot of women who are in abusive relationships and using so-called the illusion of love to heal the pain of a relationship, quote unquote, that failed. And my comment is never that any relationships failed. They just show you who you're not. And they show you who you can't associate with anymore. Because ultimately, where values are aligned, where intensity is aligned, where long-term is aligned, this will be aligned and it will move forward. So how can I love myself better in this situation? And this goes back to the core issue of deservedness. Do I deserve this miracle? Do I deserve this joy? Do I deserve this ease in my life? Do I deserve this glory of participation and relaxation and contribution? So if any of these questions cause you to think twice about your life, it means you are able to create change. And problems come to challenge us to respond by expanding our horizons and causing us growth. So every time you divide your confrontations into success, you will get paid. A mentor of mine, Dr. Dane Hare, says, every time someone judges you, either incorrectly or correctly, you're up $5,000. I love that thought. I love that thought of just constantly being judged and then constantly adding to my bank account. How delicious is that? So, episode 2 in Deserving the Miracle. Are you ready for a miracle? Dr. Angelica Wagner, signing off for today. Stay tuned for tomorrow. It's a new miracle.